This call is being recorded.
So welcome everybody to the call. And I just want to start off by saying this. I love Nature's Sunshine. Nature's Sunshine products cleared up a serious tonsillitis for me without surgery 35 years ago. And that's the last time I had tonsillitis was in 1993, and I cleared that one up all with our herbal products. I love them. Nature Sunshine has the most reliable, dependable, state-of-the-art quality control in the world. How do I know this? I absolutely know this because I have visited their lab at least 5 times in my life, and I personally know Linda Hammonds, who is the Vice President of Quality Control Nature Sunshine. And I have witnessed thousands of suffering people overcome some serious health problems. As you know, my book is Practical Solution to the Cancer Injury. It houses over 60 cancer success stories. It has sold over 5,000 copies. And the whole point of the book is to stop putting those poisons into your body and to start putting nutrition into your body instead. The nutrient energy you get from Nature's Sunshine is so powerful that people have been able to overcome diagnosed heart diseases, cancers, multiple sclerosis, Alzheimer's, rheumatoid arthritis, bowel disorders, and so on, and the list goes on. What we do here is we follow the law of nature, and it's the laws of nature that state it's nutrition that's required for repair and to sustain health and to maintain health. It's not chemicals. It's not dead foods. It's not drugs. It's nutrition, a very simple concept. Now, Nature Sunshine also has outstanding education, and I love what I have learned from Nature Sunshine. And because of my past university, which is my clients, I have been able to put together an educational course called TAFI, which stands for Taking Action for Your Health. It was designed for busy people on the run. And I was able to design this because in the past, I had been an elementary school teacher. I knew all about curriculum development and how to structure those things. Now, TAFI, all you need is a cell phone for this course. And every morning, you dial into a teleconference number and participate with a team for a total of 20 minutes. It's very structured and very organized. And it's my work of 35 years with thousands of clients. And each day, you get a profound lesson, and that lesson is emailed to you. And you can print off the emailed information and create your own textbook. And who should be taking this course? People who are looking for solutions to serious health problems. So it's for the sick, it's for the weary, it's for prevention, it's for the practitioner, it's for anyone who wants unconfused information on health for their entire family. The most profound thing you will learn in TAFI is how to raise your body temperature. Cancer cannot grow in a body temperature of 37 degrees Celsius. So think about it. If you don't take time for your health today, you will be forced to take time for sickness sometime in the future. Now, I'm getting some feedback, and there is some background noise. If you would be so kind to press your mute button, I would appreciate it. Okay, so I'm getting some background noise. I don't know where it's coming from, but if you would be so kind to press mute, or maybe somebody on the cell phone, I'm not sure. Hello? I'm still getting that background noise. If you would be so kind, so please press mute.
Donna, is it like somebody tooting a horn? I can hear that.
Yeah, it's a buzzing sound from a telephone.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and so if you would please press mute so we can mute out that background noise, I appreciate it. I'm still hearing it. maybe, all right, just a minute. Maybe I can find it down here. Okay, I don't know where it's coming from. Yeah, I don't know where it's coming from. It's a buzzing sound.
That sound came on when you first muted out at the beginning.
Sorry?
That sound came on when you first muted out at the beginning?
No, it's still on. Okay, I'm hoping everybody can hear me. Can you hear me well enough, Louise?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Jacqueline, can you hear me?
Perfectly.
Okay, I'll continue. Okay, so for anybody that wants to do Taffy, I just started Taffy Team 46, and you can still jump on board. My next announcement is the Christmas party that we're having here in Kelowna at the Kelowna Golf and Country Club is on Saturday, December the 8th at 9:30 in the morning, and it's a brunch. The fee is $20, and we have a special guest, and that's Jennifer Cole, the General Manager of Nature Sunshine Canada. And so presently we have about 45 people registered, so there's room for many more. Let me know if you can attend. I also wanted to say that next Monday we have a teleconference call again. Starts at 5:45. Dial 604-227-1018. And every Thursday at 9 a.m. is Lunch and Learn. That's 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's my time in BC. Is Lunch and Learn. And you dial in, and you will have a speaker that will give you information on a product from Nature Sunshine. So it's a Lunch and Learn learning time. So today, I want to talk a little bit about detoxification and detoxification baths. We recently had Cindy Clement, and so I thought it was important that we know how to detoxify all those chemicals that we are exposed to from the air that we breathe, from the water we drink, from the food that we're eating. And so I want to share with you a detoxification bath recipe. So for this one, you would need 4 cups of Epsom salts, that's magnesium sulfate, and 32 ounces of hydrogen peroxide, that's the 3% hydrogen peroxide you find in any grocery store. You need the core oil blend from Nature Sunshine, and you need 1/2 teaspoon of core oil blend in your bath. And you put in ginger. And I would say about 10 capsules of ginger, Nature Sunshine's ginger in capsules. And you drink water and chlorophyll as you soak in this bathtub, or as you soak in the bathtub. And they work best if you dry brush your skin before you even get into the bathtub. The dry skin brushing removes any dead skin that may otherwise block the absorption of energy and nutrients. It also stimulates the blood and lymphatic fluids to rise to the skin to accept the healing effects of the bath. And you soak in the bathtub for about 20 minutes. And you can do this several times a week if you so choose. It's great to take out radiation as well. I want to also share with you a foot bath. So if that one's too complicating, you can choose to do a foot bath. And so here's the recipe for the foot bath. 1 tablespoon of dry mustard powder. That's that dry mustard seed powder. 2 capsules of capsicum. 1 capsule of ginger, and 8 drops of Recover. That's the Recover essential oil blend, and it has in it rosemary, cypress, juniper, grapefruit, and lemon. And the whole idea is to soak your feet. And you soak your feet for about 20 minutes, but you can also put your hands and soak your hands in at the same time. This bath or this soak is used for relief from general aches and pains, toxic headaches, and overall any kind of detoxification from chemicals. And you may want to do this every day if you so choose to really intensely detoxify all those chemicals that we are exposed to on a daily basis. And I also wanted to share with you the product that's called Detox Basics. Detox Basics is a comprehensive detox program put together in a box, and it's designed to support the function of the liver, and the liver, of course, is the organ involved in intense detoxification, and it also provides your body with antioxidants. So this particular program, because it's a program, it's a 30-day program where you take one packet of herbs, and inside the packet is 2 tablets and 4 capsules. You take one of those packets once a day with a meal. It has in it berberine, which helps to take out toxic sugar. It has in it milk thistle, specifically needed for the liver. It has 240 milligrams of vitamin C. It has dandelion root in it. It has choline in it, N-acetyl-L-cysteine, 55 milligrams, beta-carotene, 7,000 IUs. So it's a blend of different herbs and vitamins to help detoxify chemical poisons and any kind of toxins, and it supports the liver. It supports the digestive system. It helps to balance the gut flora, and it's a powerful antioxidant. And that's called Detox Basics. And now I want to move into the whole principle of cancer. What is it? How can we overcome cancer if we don't really know what it is? So one of the first things we do here is to define cancer. What is it? Cancer is an out-of-control mutated cell growth that happens when there is an injury. And the repair of that injury cannot be made due to an oxygen and nutritional deficiency, and the cell walls in that toxic injured area becomes mutated by fungal infection. So cancer is really a fungal infection that happens when the oxygen level to the injured area drops to below 35%. So let's take this definition apart. For cancer to happen, number one, there needs to be an injury. How do I know that? Because there is cancer cell replication happening. In other words, there is cell replication happening. Cells don't randomly replicate. They replicate when there is an injury, and they replicate to repair that injury. Cells have rules. They don't just divide at their own free will. They divide for a reason. They divide to repair a wound. And it's the stem cells that do that cell replication process. The stem cells in your body are your little carpenters. Number two, for cancer to occur, there is a nutritional deficiency. Healthy cells cannot replicate unless all the required nutrients are in place. And please don't tell me you can get all the nutrition you need from the foods you are buying from a grocery store. If that was true, you wouldn't have cancer. I am here to say there's not enough nutrients for the stem cells to replicate healthy cells for you. And number three, for cancer to occur, there is an oxygen deficiency. Your stem cells use oxygen for oxidation, and that is for the purpose of healthy cell replication. No oxygen, no healthy cell replication. Number four, for cancer to occur, there is toxicity in that injured area. There's so much toxic debris that the lymphatic system can no longer clean out that toxic debris, and that causes inflammation around the injured area. That's what makes the oxygen levels drop to below 35% as well. And for cancer to occur, there's number five, an infection. So when the oxygen levels drop to below 35%, and there is a whole bunch of toxic debris accumulation, then that leads to fungal activity in that injured area. And when the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of inner skin cells, the end result is cancer. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of nerve cells, the end result is Parkinson's disease. And when fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of spinal cells, the end result is multiple sclerosis. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of reproductive cells, the end result is infertility. You see, there is a commonality between cancer, Parkinson's, MS, infertility, obesity, and so on. Let's talk about injury. It's really interesting to find out that even way back in 1903, Dr. Ziegler was teaching in medical universities that the cause of tumor formation, and I'm quoting, may be a single injury, a blow, crushing, fracture, etc., as well as repeated mechanical irritation such as rubbing, scratches, etc. They were teaching that way back there in 1903. How did we lose that information? Let's move into different kinds of ways that injuries start. So, an injury can start from exploratory surgery. An infected organ can rupture, like appendix, can rupture, causing an injury. A kidney stone can injure the urethra, and we have a kidney stone cleanse. A gallstone can injure the bile duct, and we know how to clean out the gallstones naturally. Mammograms cause injuries. I've never had one. I don't plan to have one. Biopsies cause injuries. Radiation burns cause injuries. Sunburns cause injuries. Chemotherapy causes chemical injuries. How many times have you heard somebody get cancer the second time round because they've had chemotherapy or radiation therapy? Root canal procedures cause injuries. Drugs can cause gut permeability and lead to leaky gut and injure the inner stomach walls or the inner intestinal walls. Our present-day grains all have anti-nutrients in them called lectins. And these lectins are known to poke holes in the gut, causing leaky gut, and they then move into the bloodstream and they accumulate in vulnerable, weak organs or glands, thereby causing inflammation, which is an irritation to those glands or organs. There are phytates in all present-day grains. Those phytates have been scientifically proven to deplete vitamin D3 and to deplete many of your minerals. Many of our grains are sprayed with Roundup, which contain glyphosates. And glyphosates are known to cause leaky gut and get into the bloodstream, travel up to the brain, and cause leaky brain. So think of those people that have brain tumors. Moving on. There is a book that was written by... I lost my train of thought here. In my book, Practical Solution to the Cancer Injury, I have a scientific agricultural study that was done in 1941 where agricultural scientists analyzed the food values of different foods and repeated this analysis on foods that were grown in the soils of 1991. They discovered an alarming range of difference in all nutrient value of all foods. All foods had at least 27% less zinc. Broccoli had 75% less calcium. Spinach had 60% less iron. And there's a whole list of nutrient values of foods that had been depleted by the time 1991 rolled around. Antoine Béchamp in the 1860s stated that a deficiency of even one mineral element will allow morbid waste matter to accumulate. This is how critical those minerals are, and we don't have enough of them in the food that we are consuming today. And even Dr. Linus Pauling, 1970s, he was the father of vitamin C. He said, you can trace every disease ailment to a mineral deficiency. Mineral deficiencies can cause the membrane to crack internally, causes injuries. We also find that there is a lack of omega-3. If there's not enough omega-3 fatty acids, that will reduce the amount of oxygen getting into the cells. And thereby, that can cause an injury to the cell walls. Those cells need oxygen. Dr. Huldah Clark wrote a book, Cure for All Cancers, and she showed documented evidence that toxic debris internally invites parasites. Think of the prostate, very vulnerable area for parasite infestation. If there happens to be an accumulation of candida yeast in that area, and a parasite can cause an injury to the membrane. So just think of a worm eating through a leaf of a plant, causing a hole or an injury in the leaf of that plant. A parasite can do the same to an internal membrane, such as the prostate. Toxic debris can also invite viruses. Think of cervical cancer. I'm sorry to tell you, a vaccination is not going to arrest cervical cancers. Cervical cancers happen because there is an accumulation of toxic debris that invites that virus. And it's not the virus that's the problem, it's the toxic debris. And think about accumulation of toxic debris in the liver. That can cause hepatitis. Again, it's not the hepatitis that's the problem. It's the accumulation of the toxic debris in the liver that invites that infection. Dr. Ravensku, a Swedish researcher, found documented evidence that people with low cholesterol, and I underline the word low cholesterol, were prone to cancers. They were prone to infection. Cholesterol is absolutely essential to bind some of this toxic debris that's floating around in the bloodstream, some of that toxic heavy metals that we get from vaccinations or from the mercury fillings we have in our teeth. Then there is the whole problem of candida yeast. Candida yeast is fed by sugar. It's fed by starches, which converts to sugar. Fed by drugs, antibiotics. And that candida yeast grows a root structure that pokes holes in the gut membrane, causing leaky gut. It then escapes into the bloodstream, where it makes the blood sticky and heavy and impedes with the flow of oxygen and nutrients to that injured area. And we absolutely have to understand candida. Candida produces toxic estrogens. We call them xenoestrogens. They feed cancer. And it's been proven that in a laboratory setting, when they want to induce lower animals with cancer, they induce the cancer by injecting estrogens into those lower animals. Now, xenoestrogens are also known to destroy the function of the thyroid. The function of the thyroid is critical. It looks after metabolism for you, and it looks after iodine sources for you. And why do you need iodine? Iodine absorbs radiation, and we're exposed to radiation from televisions, stoves, microwaves, which I never use, but we're exposed to radiation, and that iodine absorbs that radiation. If that's not bad enough, candida produces those xenoestrogens that scramble up all the hormones. And candida is the misery behind PMS, menopause, and infertility.
Oh, God.
That candida can also weaken the collagen production of the membranes and weaken inherent weak membranes, organs, and tissues. Moving to understanding that low body temperature can also result in injury. Low body temperature means slow, poor blood circulation, and the oxygen and nutrients cannot reach the vulnerable areas. Lowered oxygen levels means microbial infestations, infections, cancer, Lyme's disease, fibromyalgia, depression, heart attacks, and so on. One thing we must know is cancer cannot live in a body temperature of 37 degrees Fahrenheit, Celsius, or 98.6 degrees Fahrenheit. Dr. Bernice Eddy discovered vaccines to be a direct contributing factor to cancer. She injected hamsters with a kidney mixture on which vaccines were cultured, and that was way back there in the 1950s, 1954. Guess what she discovered when she injected those hamsters with this kidney vaccinations, and I think it was polio. They got cancers, tumors. She reported this finding to her colleagues, and she warned them if they were to institute the vaccine program into our society, that within 20 years, we would have an epidemic of cancer. This is 2018. We have an epidemic of cancer. And she knew this in 1957. She was fired. Sugar. Sugar is a contributing factor to an injury. Guess what sugar does to your teeth? It robs minerals and calcium from your teeth, and it causes cavity. Well, what do you think sugar does to your internal weak organs and glands? Okay. In 1926, Dr. Fibiger watched rats in a sugar warehouse, and all kinds of them were getting cancer. He repeated this observation in a lab setting and found that sugar is a contributing factor to cancer. Then in 1931, Dr. Otto Warburg proved that fermentation of sugar is a contributing factor to cancer. And today, 2018, we are ignoring the science and what these significant scientific studies are teaching us. We're ignoring it. Moving into injury can also come from toxic heavy metals that we find in mercury fillings in our teeth. We find toxic heavy metals in all vaccinations. These toxic heavy metals get into the bloodstream. They make the blood sticky and heavy. This leads to inflammation of internal organs and glands. Dr. Hamer stated that if the injury comes from strong negative emotions, such as anger, unforgiveness, hatred, depression. He said, those kind of emotions causes acids. And those acids eat away at the membranes of internal weak organs. So there's actually a saying that goes along with cancer, and it's, what's eating you? What happens when there is an injury? Whenever there's an injury, the brain sends a message to the injured area called current of injury. And that current of injury triggers the stem cells into action. Remember, the stem cells are your little carpenters. There's an injury, there's a message to the injured area, and the stem cells are triggered. They start the process of cell replication because their job is to replicate healthy cells to repair the injury. So they are now looking for the required fundamental building blocks. They're looking for minerals, vitamins, essential fatty acids, phytonutrients, oxygen, water, and so on. And if all of these building blocks are present in abundance, then the stem cells can replicate healthy cells. And those healthy cells will then repair the injury. At the point that the injury is repaired, the whole process of replication stops. The stem cells go to rest, and the current of injury from the brain to the injured area stops. But imagine what happens if even one of the building blocks is missing. If minerals are missing, then healthy cell replication by the stem cells cannot take place, and that current of injury will continue. So we start to see one of the keys in putting cancer to rest is to stop the current of injury by giving our body, our stem cells, plenty of minerals and all those essential nutrients needed for healthy cell repair. I want to now explain inflammation. Inflammation starts from leaky gut. I've mentioned candida, toxic heavy metals, antibiotics, lectins from grains, phytates from grains, glyphosates from all those herbicides. They get into the bloodstream. And lectins was very well researched by Dr. Cordain and Dr. Fried. These lectins from grains cannot be digested. And they get into the bloodstream, and they make the blood, all these toxins make the blood sticky and heavy, which puts a stressful impact on the walls of the capillaries through which the blood flows. And such a weight on the capillary walls causes the tiny holes of the capillary walls to dilate, thereby allowing the escape of the toxic lectins, heavy metals, candida, undigested food particles. They all escape and they accumulate in between the spaces of the cells and tissues. Now, the blood also has blood plasma proteins that are needed for the transport of oxygen and nutrients to all the cells and tissues. And so we find out, and this is studies that were done by Dr. Samuel West, that when an injury occurs, these blood plasma proteins leak out through the capillary walls through these tiny openings. And these blood plasma proteins attract sodium, and sodium attracts water. So now we have the first process of inflammation, which is a swelling caused by trapped blood plasma proteins, sodium, water, and an accumulation of toxic debris. And your body is an amazing, the body is amazing. It has a lymphatic system. And that lymphatic system can get rid of that swelling. It will take the trapped blood plasma proteins and dump them back into the bloodstream, right through the subclavial valves, which is next to the neck area. And the lymph, which is the salty, watery part of the lymphatic system, will take the excess toxins and sodium, neutralize a whole lot of them, and then dump the rest out through the natural elimination channels, which are the kidneys, the bowels, the skin, and the respiratory tract. However, when that lymphatic system becomes overloaded by debris, toxic waste debris from the drugs we're consuming, the vaccinations we're putting into our body, from acids, from emotions and stress, from flu shots, from toxic chemicals, then you start to see that lymphatic system will start to malfunction. And pretty soon, there is a pool of trapped blood plasma proteins and toxins, and over a period of time, this leads to a chronic inflammation where essential nutrients and oxygen can no longer reach the injured area. When the oxygen levels to that injured area drops to below 35%, then oxidation can no longer happen. And if there is sugar in that adjacent area, then oxidation flips into fermentation, and fermentation is fed by sugar. And the fermentation process produces ammonia and acids, and with all this toxic debris, this is a perfect breeding ground for microbes, yeast, parasites, and fungus.
Yes.
This is when the fungus integrates into the stem cell line of those inner skin cells and mutates the cells as they replicate. In other words, the fungus causes a genetic defect of the cells as they replicate. Well, here's a teaching moment. Genetic defects do not come from inherent birth defects. There is no gene that you have inherited that will give you breast cancer or any other kind of cancer. That fungus that defects the genes as they integrate into the stem cell line. So cancer is not a genetic illness. And when fungus integrates into the stem cell line, we have a continuous replication of fungal mutated cells. And these fungal mutated cells cannot repair the injury. So that current of injury continues with a continuous replication of mutated cells, and we give it the name of cancer. And if we understand that cancer is, or a cancer happens, when there is an injury and there is not enough oxygen, not enough nutrients, and a fungal infection happens, if we understand that, we can reverse the whole process. So what do we do to reverse the whole process of fungal cell replication? Bingo. We stop feeding the cancer with sugar. So we eliminate sugars,
grains,
yeast products, grains. Milk is very high in sugar. We don't use antibiotics. We eliminate those things from our diet. Number two, we eat foods that will give the stem cells the nutrient energy needed for healthy cell replication. So we eat grass-fed meats, fish, eggs, greens, vegetables. We can have some berries, which are high antioxidants. But knowing that we don't have enough nutrients in grocery store-bought foods, we make smoothies. And this is where Nature Sunshine superfoods come into play. Into our smoothie, we put in Chinese mineral chi tonic, about an ounce for all those missing trace minerals, and it has tonic herbs to help your glandular system to raise the body temperature. And we put into our smoothie some collagen powder. We call it Collatrin Plus. Remember, Candida decreases the ability for collagen to happen.
Oh, my goodness.
So we use Collatrin Plus, and we can add Green Zone, which is the phytonutrients that the stem cells would need. And we add some Solstic Energy, which has Korean ginseng, green tea extract, grapeseed extract. And that's excellent in breaking up sticky blood. And guess what? We don't have to do any kind of juicing.
Yes.
This superfood smoothie replaces juicing. Besides, I don't recommend juices because we're making juices from apples and carrots and beets. They are too sweet. Sugar feeds cancer. Then we take some super omega-3 to make the cells pliable so that oxygen can move into the cells and toxins can move out of the cells. We take extra vitamin D3 because that D3 is being moved out by toxic phytates in grains. Then we move into decreasing inflammation. This is where we drink water with chlorophyll.
Right.
Chlorophyll helps to clean out the blood. We take flax hull lignans. One tiny scoop of lignans is equivalent to 2 gallons of flaxseed.
Whoa.
So it's just the lignans that we're using because the lignans bind toxic xenoestrogens and move them out. And we take colostrum on an empty stomach. Goes into the bloodstream and cleans out toxic lectins. And we take Protease Plus enzymes on an empty stomach. Gets into the blood, digests, and cleans out undigested food particles, undigested protein particles. And it's also great for breaking up the outer protein coating of a tumor or the protein coating of a cancer cell. And we take one of my very favorite herbal combinations, which is cat's claw combination from Nature's Sunshine, which helps the lymphatic system to drain the toxins out through the elimination channels. Then we move into making sure that we address all the sources of inflammation. This is many times where you might need a consultation or you need to do TAFI, which is my course, to discover where those poisons are coming from that are causing the inflammation and thereby stopping the flow of nutrients and oxygen to the injured area. Then we move into cleaning the blood of heavy metals. This is where we use MC. It's an oral chelation tablet. It cleans out heavy metals. Lead, mercury, iron. It cleans out metabolic waste, toxic triglycerides. And if it cleans it out, it increases blood circulation, increases oxygen flow, and so does the body temperature increase. And then we make sure that all of our elimination channels are open. We work to make sure the kidneys are flushing. This is where we use chlorophyll and water. We make sure the bowels are moving. This is where I might use body detox or LBS2. We make sure that our lungs are working properly. This is where we might need to use some mullein. Then we address that fungal infection. This is where I like to use Papa. And Papa will be back on the market December the 6th. So that's in about 3 weeks' time. I can hardly wait. Dr. McLaughlin did 20 years of research on Papa. And this is American Papa, not Brazilian Papa, not Graviola. This is American Papa. And he found Papa to be almost a million times stronger than Adriamycin chemotherapy. Papa cleans out the sugar, PAPA cuts off the growth of blood vessels that carry sugar to the cancer cells. And PAPA has been known to get right into that cancer cell and destroy them, calling it apoptosis. And we can increase stem cell production. Whoa, this is fascinating. Yes, there are herbs that will increase stem cell production. One herb is astragalus. We have it from Nature's Sunshine. It's in capsules. We also find a little bit of astragalus in cat's claw and also in mineral chi tonic. Now, there are many people who have successfully done this program and have been able to overcome cancer. But here is the other key. Think of a broken bone. It doesn't take 1 month to heal it or 2 months. It takes at least 3 to 6 months to heal a broken bone. The stem cells are little carpenters. They are in the process of replicating cells for you to repair that injury. You have to keep feeding the stem cells all the nutrients they need, and you have to give those stem cell carpenters time. It might take 6 months, it might take 8 months, it might take a year. You just keep doing this until the stem cells have completed the rebuilding of your internal organ.
Okay.
Many people have done this very, very successfully. It takes some time and patience. It's not difficult. You can do this in the comfort of your own home. I'm going to turn the recording off. Just give me a second.